Day, which was on Wednesday, is one of those charming customs whose origins are unclear. Which is fine with me, because who wants the truth getting in the way of a good yarn? My personal favourite was knocking around in the 18th century. That April Fool's Day marks the first example in the Bible of poor time management. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Unfortunately, Noah sent out the raven too early. The dove got all the good press, while the poor old genus Corvus got stuck with a bum rap as a harbinger of war, famine, pestilence, death, and any other form of suckitude you care to name. A good prank is all in the timing, and Wednesday marked the 50th anniversary of another involving two unfairly maligned beasts, wasps and commercial radio DJs. April 1st, 1949 marked the Great Wasp Swarm Hoax, when Phil Schoen, then the breakfast host of Auckland's 1ZB, warned of a mile-wide swarm bearing down on listeners. His advice? Lock your doors and put out jam as a peace offering. Now, in an age where you can't have a good media controversy without some combo of a racial slur, breaching a suppression order, sniggering about female facial hair, complete strangers getting married, and someone in the studio being drunk, this might seem a bit tame. But at the time, the police thought otherwise, after receiving hundreds of panicked calls. Neither was Broadcasting Service Director James Shelley, who reprimanded Schoen for undermining the role of proper broadcasting, and started the tradition of the annual April Fool's Memo, reminding radio stations of their obligation to report the truth and nothing but the truth. Yes, Professor Shelley was something of a pompous prat, as well as a fine educator and academic, but there's something strangely endearing and warm-spirited about what Schoen did. After all, a world where wasps can be mollified with preserves isn't such a bad place to be, nor is one where we can smile at our own absurdities. In another incident, he convinced listeners the studio was being demolished for firewood, rather than living on the humiliation of others like psychic vampires. 1ZB is now News Talk ZB. Schoen and Aunt Daisy turned into something else. I still don't know if we haven't lost more than we gained by turning the media into one where anything goes and nothing really matters. But I do often feel like I'm laughing for all the wrong reasons.